sensing this danger. This is the greatest showman. He is floating on air now.
He's going to send it back.
Door. Bang. Down he goes.
They love it.
Welcome to the program. The AFL Grand Final was won out of the bag and not the game most of the punters expected. The Brisbane Lions unleashed the beast within to decimate the Sydney Swans by 60 points. With many Swans carrying injuries, they couldn't match the Lions in the air or on the ground. The game was almost over at halftime when Brisbane went into the break around 45 points in front. Congratulations to the Brisbane Lions and their local Fitzroy Footy Club fans that witnessed a fantastic victory. And the AFLW, the second round of 11 matches, brought about some stunning score lines and defeats. Richmond beat Port Adelaide by 21 points, North Melbourne decimated Carlton by 69 points, Hawthorn surprised Geelong to win by 18 points. On Friday night, Collingwood won their first game for the season, defeating the Gold Coast by 3 points. Essendon humbled Melbourne by 66 points. Freo on the road beat St Kilda by 11 points. And the Western Bulldogs outplayed Sydney to win by 7 points. On Sunday, North Melbourne consolidated the position on the top of the ladder, defeating Richmond by 12 points. The West Coast beat the GWS Giants by 24 points. The Brisbane Lions won a thriller over the Adelaide Crows, and crosstown rivals Port Adelaide rolled Carlton by 35 points. I am Vanessa Gatica, and you are with the Multicultural AFL and AFL Footy Show. Hello, guys.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Can't believe the men's footy season is over.
Javier, did you expect the result in the grand final, and what went wrong for Sydney and the AFL Entertainment? $5 million for Katy Perry. Too much for a A-song circus? What do you think?
Oh, well, with regards to Katy Perry, I'll start with that. I suppose that's up to the fans, though. Overall, the vibe that we got over the social media, I saw people kind of enjoy that. So as far as that are concerned, I think it didn't go too bad for AFL. However, spending that much money, though, that does raise some eyebrows. So all in all, Katy Perry couldn't nail it in that way, but still, I believe the general vibe is that it went very well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like you said, it's up to the fans, and have a little say on that one.
Yeah, and the actual grand final, look, I expected Brisbane to win, but in the manner that they won in, I wasn't sure about that. Sydney just didn't rock up. I feel sorry for John Longmire as well, or the Sydney Swan fans as well. That team has been so good for so long, but still, it's the pivotal part, grand final, where they always have a shocker at the moment. And Brisbane, on the other hand, they learned their lesson from the last year, and they were able to get on to the ball, the players, and everything was right on the spot, apart from a little bit of kicking, you can say, towards the goals. But it was so fabulous, and what a beautiful stat we have, the oldest coach, yeah, and the youngest North Smith medalist. Huge, huge credit to Will Ashcroft, the way he has played and has come out of his age. And he's been very pivotal for that team. But to do that at such a big stage, at such a young age, that's phenomenal. However, if we talk about that, I think their forward line, I don't think it was there at all. So huge credit to Brisbane's backline.
100%. I think the Swans did not look alive, which they should have been, being the ladder leader the whole season. Brisbane Lions ruck stood up Darcy Ford, who replaced Oscar McNerney. So well played, Darcy Ford, and his speech was wonderful, you know, dedicated to the Oscar itself. I think overall, Brisbane Lions, like you said, they were just, you know, having that spark from the beginning.
Yes, I mean, for many years, I mean, they've been going for premier, they've been going for the finals, and this is the year, this is their year. And with Swans, they have so many injuries, and they just couldn't get there. And Brisbane was just so consistent.
Yeah, although I expected Chris Fagan to say a bit about their own ruckman who missed out on that one.
So it
was very unfortunate, because he's such an integral part of that club and he has done so much. And the best part for me was the way he was enjoying their win, and he didn't even if he had any sadness or so, he didn't show it all. He was happy for everyone, and huge credit to that person.
That's a good player spirit there.
Thanks, Panel. What do you think of that bronze medal record 45 boat runaway win by Carlton's Patrick Cripps pulling boats in 17 rounds, especially with an amazing 12-3 boats? Rajbir, care to comment?
Oh, yes. Congratulations to Patrick Cripps having that record, being the 17th player to win it multiple times, that medal. But then I think there were a few talking points that he broke the record, winning it with 45 the votes. Yes, thanks, Harveer, and breaking the record, 36 votes for the last time. And then I think there were few rounds they were talking about that he should not have been voted, especially the predicted was very different from the actual votes. One of the rounds is round 13, where he was actually the 11th in the players' rating, the AFL player rating, but he was credited 2 votes in that round too. So a few, I think, talking points are there, Harbir. What are your thoughts? And Marcus Pontebale missed out again this time.
Yeah, look, it's the same thoughts. But however, what we see is when it comes to the results, when you have all the stats in front of you and then you make the decision, that's different from what umpires make. I think that's where the clash is sort of happening. We see at the end, we have all the stats and we make our decision based on that. However, umpires will have to see how is it looking on the ground itself. So that's why there's a difference. So, and Nick Dykos, he got the maximum votes. Like, he broke the record as well. And he's a very unfortunate player to miss out on Brownlow after having pulled that many votes as well. All in all, I would say huge credit to Patrick Cripps for the way he has performed and the way he's our dual Brownlow medalist now, and I don't think he's done anything wrong. So, yeah, probably the system might need to change. So they need to work out the stuff because umpires did ask for them to give them the stats so that to make the decision, but AFL refused. So that's not up to them now. So whatever they see on the field, they comment, and we just have to trust with umpires, that's all.
I just want to add with that one too, that the challenge for Carlton is not to waste the talent of such a significant player as who know how long he can continue to play in that level.
Thank you, guys. And we'll be back after the break with our AFLW reviews for round 5. See you on the other side. Welcome back to the program. With the AFLW Home and Away Round 5 reviews, which presented fans with some shocking results, devastating losses, and a close one between the Brisbane Lions and the Adelaide Crows between Sydney and the GWS Giants, Rajbir, take us through the results of the 5th round.
Oh, sure, Vanessa. We had another exciting round for the season, starting with Richmond versus Port Adelaide. Richmond had 4th win on Tuesday night, a straightforward win for them. And it was Powers who had more inside 50 entries, 37 as compared to the Tigers, 30, but they could not capitalize it. Tigers, on the other hand, despite having more tackle pressure from the Powers, they did really well. Their midfielders were great, Monique Conti and McKenzie. The wet condition did not change a thing for them. What do you think, Liz?
Yeah, well, talking about midfielder Ellie McKenzie from the Tigers is playing her best and season so far. So she recorded 22 disposals in this game to take her season average to 20. And the other one, Maddie Shevlin as well, a mixed day, which unfortunately she got injured on her ankle.
Yeah, I would still say Port Adelaide put up a very good show against Richmond, and definitely there are a lot of positives to take out of that game.
Yeah, and then Carlton versus North Melbourne, no surprises there, though we could have better performance from the Blues. North Melbourne had a huge win with 69 points. I think the only goal from the Blues was through Celine Moody in the third quarter. Mimi Hill was amazing with 26 disposals, but she was the only one working hard.
Yeah, well, as mentioned, midfield depth is challenging most teams this season. Carlton tried tagging North vice-captain Jasmine Gardner with Lily Gross. She did manage to limit Gardner to 22 disposals, but they left Ash Riddle to run free. Riddle finishes 35 disposals.
Yeah, I think Carlton must have put a better show. The way things are at Carlton, they really need to do a lot of hard work. Otherwise, looks like they're looking at a wooden spoon at the moment, the way they are going.
Oh, yes. Things are changing. We'll talk about that too. Geelong Cats versus Hawthorne. What a close contest it was. Great performance from both the teams. Cats were leading the game at the main break, and then Hawks took over in the third quarter with four goals. And then there were another four from each of the teams, but then Hawthorne was way ahead of the game, and that's where they had the win.
Well, this one, Laura just want to mention, kick and equal game high three goals. And Mackenzie early kicked two, and Jasmine Fleming kicked one as well. And the other one, Geelong fans can take some comfort in this performance of their key forward, Ashley Maloney that you mentioned.
That's true. Yeah. Phenomenal performance.
Yes, it was really good.
I think Hawthorne's taking some inspiration from their AFLW counterparts, because in this game, for me at least, Geelong were the better team. But to come out with such a performance and such a good team, as you mentioned, like it coming from behind as well when they Geelong were at front, and it's not easy to do that against Geelong. Huge credit to Hawks for that.
Absolutely, never give up attitude they have. Oh, yes, and the Collingwood versus Gold Coast Suns, 3 points the Pies way. And what an interesting match it was. I think the ball sensor technology, if we want to talk about that, went wrong. And it should have been the Gold Coast game, I think so, because there was a bit of... They thought it was touched by the Collingwood player, Atkinson, but it wasn't. She just bumped to the Jemmy Stanton, but it was actually a goal from her in the second quarter. What do you think of the game?
Well, I think it was in a low scoring and close contest. The Sun lacks of discipline cost them the game.
Yes, yeah, and controversy at the moment, and a new technique. I think at least it got tested.
Yeah, that's true. And then Ascendant versus Melbourne. I think a huge upset for the reigning premiers. Ascendant, the way they played on the Windy Hill, I think they had that home ground advantage finally, and congratulations to Ascendant and keeping their final hopes alive. Huge jump from the 15th position to the 9th. Looking good, Ascendant.
Yes, actually, yes, the final 72-7. The biggest was Ascendant's biggest ever winning margin and Melbourne's lowest ever score.
Yeah, well, I think I'm not sure whether it's the Essendon played better or Melbourne is at its worst at the moment. For me, it's the latter, that Melbourne's not doing well this year. So I think there will be a lot of teams who will defeat them.
Yeah, let's see about that. St Kilda versus Dockers, another team which upsets St Kilda. Huge credit the way they played. Their inside 50 entries were amazing and they took more shots at goal. So well played, the Fremantle.
Yes, they did really, really well with the Fremantle.
Yeah, and St Kilda, like their men counterparts, like they did so well at the start, and now they suddenly start to lose. Things not looking good at
there. Yeah, they looked really strong from at the start of the season. The next one I really want to talk about is the Bulldogs versus Swans. Finally, Bulldogs had another win, and beating Swans is great for their confidence. The kids are doing really well, without having their key player, their captain, Ellie Blackburn. So I think they put the team together and put a great show, in the Footscray. Their new ground.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the Sydney defence was a bit under strength, and they were under siege in the last quarter, and they were under so much pressure they couldn't rebound.
Well, biggest upset for me of the round. I didn't expect that happening and couldn't see that coming, but huge credit to Bulldogs, the way they have reshaped their season.
And the only start they were leading was the efficiency inside 50. That's what they needed, actually. North Melbourne versus Tigers, another close contest, I think, and we all were looking for this game. North Melbourne won this one by 12. Tigers were good. I don't think so. They did anything wrong. It was the second game of the week, so was for the North Melbourne. But yes, I think the Tigers still put a great show against North Melbourne.
Yeah, midfield Simon Conti was not at all bothered with the wet ground.
I believe Richmond are going well, and by the finals, I think they'll be a good team to reckon with.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have Giants versus Eagles. Congratulations to the West Coast Eagles beating Giants with a good margin. I think it was once again a great show by the Eagles. They had 5 major goals before the main break, and they just kept on piling in. Giants conceded another 4 in quarter 3. I think that's where they had the game.
Yes. Well, you mentioned about, well, the Eagles went into halftime with a 22-point lead, and the momentum was really good.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect that much of a margin, though. I expected Giants to perform way better.
Yeah, and the Brisbane Lions versus Crows, another exciting game we had in week five, two wins for the Lions. I feel like there was one mark for the Lions which shouldn't have been. It should have gone the Crows way, even the game as well. I felt that way. But yes, it was what it was, the umpire's decision. Brisbane Lions registered that win. So yeah, great play by the Brisbane Lions.
Yes, I agree with you. It was a really good play.
Well, good game.
Yep. And the last one for the week five, we had Powers versus Blues. Blues performed well in this one, the last game of the week five. And I mean, as compared to their first game of the week. And Powers were too strong for the Blues. And they scored more goals, 8 goals. And Blues probably should be happy and learning from this game, you know, looking forward to improve in the next round.
I'm sure they will.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for your thoughts. We'll be back with our AFLW previews for this week's 6th round of matches. So stay tuned and we'll return shortly. Welcome back to the longest running multicultural AFL footy program in Australia. Liz, please start the previews on this week's matches, please.
Okay. We have Melbourne versus GWS Giants. This one, I will go for the Giants. Melbourne have few injuries, like, for example, Eliza McNamara and Shelley Hist, who suffered shoulder injuries. So I'm going for the Giants for this one.
Yeah, and the match might be happening the time we are talking about it. I think... yeah, Melbourne is not doing well. We just talked about that. I think GWS Giants have a chance.
Yeah, no, it's a GWS chance for me as well. I don't think Melbourne's up to mark this year unless they can upset. But I don't see Giants losing this one.
Yeah, the history speaks the other way, but I think this season is for GWS Giants.
Yeah, and the other one's Adelaide Crows versus St Kilda. I will go for the Crows. They have dominated this fixture recent years, and they are in a very good form. They will be keen to rebound after the close loss to Brisbane.
Yeah, I agree. They will be looking, you know, to have this win. And their players, Marinoff and Hatchard, are amazing. I think they are strong against St Kilda and having their home ground advantage too.
Yeah, I think St Kilda need to put up a very big show. And if they can do this upset, I believe the winning speed they had at the start, they need to bring it back. And who better than toppling one of the probably grand finalists the way Adelaide Crows are playing at the moment.
North Melbourne versus Western Bulldogs. Will go for North. And they're in top form this season. The Bulldogs have just beaten the Pies and then the Swans. But North are a much tougher challenge for them.
I agree. Western Bulldogs, they are still building up their team. They're on that path. It will take them time, especially to beat a team like North Melbourne. Now, Kudus would be without their key defender, Emma McKerney, but I don't think so. That's going to stop Western Bulldogs, you know, to do anything.
Yeah, no, it's North Melbourne for me until they actually get beaten.
Yeah.
So it's easy picking.
Okay. Well, Richmond versus Collingwood will go for the Tigers. They are great form recently and winning 4 games in a row before this, they're close to North.
Yeah, I think so. Collingwood is still under the injury cloud, right? They're playing with 24 players. I think Richmond for me too.
Yeah, now Richmond is improving with every game as well. And I believe Collingwood won't be able to match them.
Mm. West Coast Eagles versus Port Adelaide. I will go for the Eagles. They have been in fairly good form lately, but haven't won a game in front of their home since round one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it's going to be a close contest because Port did well too in the last week. And I think Port Adelaide for me.
Could be. Yeah, no, I agree with you, Raj. The way all I just... all I can see is a bit of improvement from Port Adelaide, the way they are, the way they played last games. So I can see some improvement happening, and I'm pretty sure they want to capitalize on their game against West Coast. So it's Port Adelaide for me.
Port Adelaide, okay, all right. Carlton versus Brisbane Lions. I'll go for the Lions. They have been in great form and have all the momentum. Carlton have lost their last three games and by some big margins, so they will be down on confidence, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It should be an easy game for the Brisbane Lions and the percentage game for them because the Blues' performance has not been great this year.
Yeah, no, definitely it's going to be, we're looking at a huge win and Carlton getting smashed in another game.
Gold Coast Suns versus Essendon. I will go for the Boomers. They showed against Melbourne that they can click into gear and dominate the lower rank teams.
They did, but I think it could be a close contest. Essendon having that, you know, confidence back, and Gold Coast Suns is very, still a team as a whole is doing well. I think I'll go with the Essendon.
Yeah, well, I would have been much more confident in saying Suns straight away, but the kind of performance Essendon has put up in the last game, so I think they are on the way to improve. However, in this one, I think they won't be able to match up, and Essendon won't be able to match up Gold Coast Suns, and Gold Coast Suns will win this one.
I think their midfielders can, have that upset for the Suns. So,
Okay, Sydney Swans versus Geelong Cats. I will go for the Swans. They will want to ease the pain currently being felt by their home fans after men's grand final upset. So Geelong are struggling with injuries this season.
They are, and yes, Swans, we have seen the love they get from their fans and their home ground advantage they will have. Could be a close contest. I don't think so. Geelong will be too much worried about, being on the road. We'll go with Swans on this one.
Yeah, and I tend to disagree, but I think I'm going with the Geelong on that one. I don't think Sydney would be able to match them. I think they're very wounded at the moment, Geelong. The way they played their last game, I think they're going to come on top.
See about that.
Okay. Fremantle versus Hawthorn, I will go for the Hawks. And Fremantle have chalked up some recent wins, but against lower-ranked teams. They only beat Melbourne by one goal, though. And meanwhile, Hawthorn have ranking up very high scores this season with their exciting running football.
Both the teams are doing really well. Fremantle with their Irish players have been doing well. And Hawthorn, we have seen so many good forward, David Dakota's son, sorry, correct me someone with that one. But yes, their forwards are really good. I think it's going to be a close contest. We'll go with Fremantle.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I'll go for Fremantle on this one. Although I'm expecting anyone can win in this game, though. Very close contest.
Thank you, guys. Our live NENBC AFLW match broadcast this week is in the Arabic language and comes from Norwood Oval in South Australia at 7:45 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on Friday with TV personality Fouad Andrawos and local broadcaster Nadal Nahar live on the AFL app. And also, which brings me to my tip selections from round 6, I'm going for Melbourne, Adelaide Crows, North Melbourne, Richmond, West Coast Eagles, Carlton, Essendon, Sydney and Fremantle. Well, that is all we have time for this week. You can also watch us in Adelaide on Channel 44 Friday evenings and online at CTV Plus. You are listening to this podcast on the Community Radio Network and the AFL Diversity News in 9 languages. We resume on multicultural radio station programs starting with next year's AFL season. I am Vanessa Gatica.
I'm Liz Honey.
I'm Rajbir.
I'm Harbir Singh.
Thank you for being with us, and we shall see you next week. But in the meantime, we'll replay the exciting last couple of minutes from the AFL Grand Final from the MCG as the Brisbane Lions defeated the Sydney Swans by 60 points.
McCluggage, finally Cameron, the set-up kick for Joe Danaher. And that's exactly what he does. Tough one for Blakey to control. And the kick's not going to work.
Work great from Berry.
Oh, look at that. Arrow straight.
Cameron's got it to Fletcher. He had multiple options. Lohman back to Hipwood. He's a left footer, remember. Gets back on that left now. Lines them up. It's coming back. How did he kick that from there. They are on fire. They are up by 35 points.
Sydney have had no control at all. Blakey just crept over the mark. Same as what Zorko did.
Absolutely.
Logan Morris for Archie. Neil. Inside they go again. Look at Morris. To make it six in a row for the Lions. They are doing every single thing right. Out is Hipwood. Danaher ahead of him. Ball's got to sit for Big Joe. It does. Take all the ground, young man. And Archie's in all sorts of space. That's coming back. It is there.
Lockie Neal with possession number 22 in a grand final. Tries to caress it around the corner. Roberts to Blakey. Blakey on the run and he finally finds an unmanned Heaney. A must opportunity. 35, he nails it. Sydney, just a little seed. And away they go. Is that happening here now? Offhands, maybe not, because Ashcroft has ensured that they continue to surge on. Danaher from a long way out. Raider!
Getting long and deep from a dangerous spot, and you've got super forwards down there like Raider.
Raider has gold. He's boomeranged it around the post. What about this? Brisbane by 60.
In the GF. Coolen. One down. By Danaher. Turnover. Raider. Archie is off to the races. Straightens up and the Lions have got another one. Fox. Now Parker. Can the veteran find the middle? Yes, he can.
McInerney, Warner, this is what we're used to seeing. 55 metres out and he pierces the middle, no problem at all.
Rayner might have been legged, not matter. Zorko off the ground, some party time. Fletcher's been really good. Lohman can have a fly at this. Kai Lohman! For an opportunistic forward. It is good.
Cam Rayner, Ashcroft, all the big names, Bailey to Danaher, Danaher the final stamp on the day. Joe Danaher, look at them get around this man here.
Again, it stays in. And the Lions have caught lightning in a bottle.